Airbnb is trying to spread its reach beyond home sharing. Last week, Bloomberg News reported that Airbnb is in the process of buying Luxury Retreats. That's a vacation home management company in Montreal. And also, according to Bloomberg, Airbnb is trying to get into booking flights and planning itineraries to get a foothold in the luxury travel industry. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Robin.
So buying a luxury home management company feels like it makes sense to me. And I mean, I'm guessing people might want help managing Airbnb rentals. Is that the thinking?
Well, Bloomberg's Olivia Zaleski has done a lot of good reporting on Airbnb. And basically, what the company is trying to do is become sort of a one-stop destination for people planning their entire vacation. So that not only includes managing luxury homes like this, but also, like you said, they want to offer things like booking flights and restaurant reservations, adding tours, and planning vacation itineraries from beginning to end. In a way that in which they give users sort of a personalized itinerary and suggestions based on, where they're going and what their past trips have been like. So it's a pretty wide-ranging strategy that they're trying to expand on here.
Does that make them then more like Expedia or Cheap Tickets? And does that then move them away from what they are, which is it's sort of a do-it-yourself thing where I don't know if fees might be involved if people are asking them to plan their whole trip?
Yeah, it definitely makes them a more comprehensive service. And I think it's safe to say that they would compete pretty directly with travel sites like Expedia and similar sites. They're also trying to put sort of their own unique offerings on the table. For example, offering trips to London where you can go to a hat-making class and a trip to South Africa where you can go on a coffee roasting trip. So they're trying to sort of carve out a niche of these unique type of vacations like that.
Well, that sounds like a travel agent. It's funny if we're going back full circle to travel agencies.
Right.
But is this because of pressure they're getting? There are a lot of people who don't like the fact that people are renting their apartments in a building to complete strangers. There's a new law that's imposing fines on hosts for illegal rentals on Airbnb. There's also pressure in London, San Francisco. Officials say some rentals violate the zoning laws, as I mentioned, displaced residents. So are they being forced to diversify?
I'm not sure if it's forced, but if you look at how big this company has gotten, its private market valuation is about $31 billion. That's a very big company. So I think just based on that alone, it makes sense to try to diversify to begin with. But when your core business does have these legal risks, like you mentioned, then that really, makes it an even smarter and makes a lot more sense to try to diversify like this.
Yeah. And by the way, I mentioned the fines on illegal rentals. That's in New York. Well, you talk about how big this company is. They're pursuing an IPO in the next year or so. How is the company doing financially and raising money from investors?
They're doing pretty well. They became profitable in the second half of last year. Their revenue increased more than 80% in the year. They expect to be profitable again this year. And what's remarkable to me, they've raised more than $1 billion in capital. And according to Bloomberg's reporting, they still have nearly all of it. So they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, Michael, I'd say. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks.
Thank you.